It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. If there's any classical musician you'd expect to see in the pages of a glossy fashion magazine, it's Yuja Wang. She's got a profile in a recent edition of Elle magazine. The title is Piano Phenomenon, Yuja Wang is Breaking Classical Music Taboos. One of those taboos, of course, is the concert hall dress code, which Wang shattered with her Hervé Légère dress and heels. Concertgoers think classical music, it's really serious, she says. There are lots of rules, and the dress code, which I broke, was one of them. It's irrelevant to what we're doing. It's just a piece of cloth, but once it's on, it boosts my confidence, and that translates to the music, she said. Yuja said her favorite things to play are the three Bartok piano concertos. Number one, she says, is really intricate. Number three is the last thing he wrote before he died, very sparse and hard in an emotional, spiritual way. Right now, she says she listens to podcasts, words, rather than music. And she admitted to being totally impressed by artists like Lady Gaga, who write and perform their own music at the keyboard. I play what's written, she said. 80% of the process is interpreting the score. They hear their own music in their heads and translate that to the keyboard. How do they do that? The Music Critics Association of North America has named Breaking the Waves winner of its first award for Best New Opera in North America. The award recognizes musical and theatrical excellence. Of the new operas that I saw in 2016, said Heidi Whaleson, opera critic of the Wall Street Journal, I would say that Breaking the Waves was the most original, the most harrowing, and the most moving. The opera Breaking the Waves by composer Missy Mazzoli and librettist Royce Vavreck is based on the 1996 Academy Award-nominated film by Lars von Trier about a marriage pushed to the extreme tests of faith and love. It's thrilling to be recognized and moving to know that Breaking the Waves stood out in a year full of fantastic new operas, Mazzoli said. Mazzoli and Vavreck will receive the award on July 19th in Santa Fe, New Mexico. A free audio stream of the September 29, 2016 performance can be heard on the Opera Philadelphia website. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music. This is listener-supported 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix in HD. We also broadcast on Translator K209 DV Scottsdale at 89.7, and we're available on the web at kbok.org.